A social commentator, Dr. Kofi Genchibekon, says no matter the intentions behind China's donation of their building to the AU to commemorate its anniversary, it is important for Africa to move beyond the tug of the begging continent to a prosperous one. Dr. Bekon dispelled the notion that the donation undermines the sovereignty of the AU. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
Hundreds of years to come, who knows what Africa might be able to do glorious to the rest of the world if we work harder than we have seen ourselves work since the independence with following World War II, which started with us in Ghana and with the man who is going to be honored as the building is being inaugurated.
We all know the economic inroads China is making in Africa, with some political commentators suggesting neo-colonial intentions. Do you see this donation as a reinforcement of such a notion?
If you ask me, I know that the late King Fahd of Saudi Arabia built a mosque in London for Muslims, because Britain is the country in Europe which I think has the largest number of Muslims because of Indians and Pakistanis and Bangladeshis. See, King Fahd, I hear at the time, he spent about $6 million or something like that to build for Muslims in London. And if that was in order, I don't know what intentions he had. You see, what we should not forget though is that, you see, in the world, we, just like anybody else, may not do something big, something glorious, without a little bit of ulterior motive behind. It is unfair to expect people to behave that way, that they just say, okay, we have, let us say, a 10 million. If you want to throw it to the Africans, okay, never mind. I don't think people behave that way. They will not say it, but we are intelligent, that just like they are. We should know that they are interested. This is a country which is about 40 years ago, nobody wished Red China, Communist China. The West didn't regard it as ever going to be any nation at all. But they have been able to sort of bite the bitter something or swallow the bitter pill, and they have worked hard. It is an example for Africa to follow. We let them have some ulterior motive. But having donated the building to Africa today, I don't think it is something which even the most negatively thinking Africans can say too much about and would have a lot of people to hear it in good spirit.
Does this not undermine the sovereignty of the AU?
In my opinion, it doesn't. That we wanted something presentable, something good, something glorious to commemorate what we started, whose name we changed 10 years ago to be called something. But the intention is the same. We are Africans. We don't want to be called Chinese thereafter. We are Africans. If one day we become a nation like China is, which it wasn't 40 years ago. If, let us say, another 25 years to come, Africa is seen differently from the way the world sees it today. And somebody will go back and say, oh yeah, but there was a time they wanted a building, the Chinese gave. So what? France gave Statue of Liberty to America. And now America is the country with a bigger muscle and not France.
So what you are suggesting is that we as Africans should take our destiny into our hands and do what is right.
Yes, to do what is, and what is right is working harder than we have been seen to be working now, and sort of thinking of ourselves less and thinking of our nations more.
Social commentator Dr. Kofi Genchibekon in that interview with Ibrahim Kwating. The lead pastor of Cedar Mountain Chapel of the Assemblies of God Ghana, Reverend Stephen Wengam, has asked African leaders not to heed the call by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to respect gay rights. Reverend Wengam said apart from the cultural and religious prohibitions of same-sex, the practice has serious health implications on its adherents. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
We will not respect it. I mean it. We want to urge our leaders, we are behind them. For this one alone, I want to urge our leaders, and I want to urge all African countries, any political leader, any political party that want to score political points, to toe this line. I think that we have to look at them with another eye. It should be an election issue, and this will determine whether if we entrust our destiny to the hands of any political party as far as our future is concerned, whether they can manage it, depending upon the stand they take actually on this issue.
The argument has always been tilted in favor of culture and religion. Don't they have rights at all? Because we seem to have relegated their rights completely to the background.
No, not only culture, not only religion. I mean, even if you look at medicine, health experts have said that it is not good. It has health implications. Even has implication for the human race. If we to encourage that, a minimum of our people have to go into that, very soon the human race will be extinct. That's what we are saying, that, well, if you decide to practice, I mean, nobody can kill you in Ghana here. People practice it. But we are saying that to put it in our constitution, that is what we are against it. Currently, people are free to practice it in this country, and people are doing it. Nobody is killing them. Nobody is doing anything to them. So what they are pushing is for us to put it in our constitution, which we are saying that is against moral and common sense culture. It's against everything you can think of, and we will not. I mean, Africa should not. They should treat this call by the U.S. Secretary General and the rest with a pinch of salt. In any case, we expect the U.S. Secretary General, before coming out, I mean, to confer with African leaders. What stops them? And we are independent, aren't we, sovereign countries? I would have expected that they would have had some consultation with African leaders, you understand, and try to find out our position and try to maybe come to a certain level of understanding. But what they seem to do is to sit there and they want to govern our country for us. The fact that we are an emerging economy doesn't mean that, I mean, we should kowtow any demands of theirs that would destroy the future of these countries.
Lead pastor of Cedar Mountain Chapel of the Assemblies of God Church, Reverend Stephen Wengam, talking to Ibrahim Kwating. A deputy Amir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Hafiz Jibril Said, has described as unfortunate the call by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on African leaders to respect gay rights. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Hafiz Said said such a call flouts the religious and socio-cultural beliefs of Africans. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
I don't know exactly what they mean by we should respect gay rights. If they want to say that as human beings we should respect them, why not? We respect them and their choices, we don't have a problem with them. But rather they should also respect our rights. That if there's something that we don't like as a society, as a people, as religious people, it is also our right not to like it. They are just taking one way. They should also look at the other angle. We all have our beliefs. We have our cultural practices, which we hold very dear. And they should also not force us to conform with their own standards. Being a religious person means you have accepted that there's a creator, Almighty God, or Allah. And you have agreed that Allah has the right to legislate for us morally. That is our belief. So if Allah, our God, says that this thing is no good, I hate it, don't do it, then of course, since I've accepted God as my guide, whatever he tells me, I accept and I have to practice that. So they should also respect our rights not to like what you call gay or lesbianism. We don't like it. And they should also respect our rights not to like it. Now, this is a very delicate issue, I agree. If they limit that, we should respect them as human beings and whatever they do in their bedrooms and this, and okay, fine. I wouldn't go and pop in somebody's bedroom to see what is going on there. That is fine. But they should also not force us, insist that we should, for example, in the public, we should promote something which we don't also like. That is also not being fair to us.
You are speaking from the religious and cultural domain, which is acceptable within a certain context. But you also agree with me that there are what we call freaks of nature. That is, let me give you an example. We all know that a mango grows in a particular way, but there are certain instances where you have a certain mango growing in an obscure manner. We have these abnormalities in nature. So by calling for the seeming rejection of people who claim to be homosexuals, would you say that religion has been fair to these people who, perhaps through no fault of theirs, behave in a different way from what many people behave?
Okay, good. That's a good question. First of all, do we even agree that this is abnormality? If we know that it is a freak of nature or abnormality, then we can take it from there. If there's abnormality in a society, then we treat it as an abnormality. We can sympathize with them. But that doesn't mean that we should also promote the abnormality. You understand? It doesn't mean that we should promote it. We can sympathize with them, of course. And I'm in for that. We can sympathize with them. But that doesn't mean that we should also advertise them as if it is a normal thing. I'm also against maybe people who say they should be destroyed. destroyed or killed or something like that. No, I'm not for that, of course. To be honest with you, I'm not saying that we should do that. But let us treat as it is. We know very clearly that a pair is in nature. The Quran uses the word zawj, a zawj. Zawj means pair, male and female. It is in across board in nature. You have the negative and positive. You see, let us not pretend as if it doesn't exist. You see, you have the proton and neutron, you know, positive and negative, male and female, throughout nature and even in organics. This is how the universe is made up, is made. You see, so we can't pretend that that is not there. It's a factor. So if you want to put proton and photon together, you cause a problem. Male and male together, a problem. Female and female together, a problem. It is across board in nature. So let us accept that it is an abnormality. Now, how to treat it? Of course, we don't advocate some violent means or, you know, killing them as some people in Zimbabwe, as Mugabe said, as for us homosexuals, we execute them. I'm not saying that. We are not for that. But at least they should also be careful. They should not also push us that we should accept them as if it is normal when it is actually abnormal.
You claim religion does not advocate extermination. And you are talking about sympathy here. So how do we sympathize with them? Do we only tap them at the back and say, you guys, it's rather unfortunate you have such a case? Is that what you are suggesting?
Everybody will agree that this is not the normal way that we are as human beings. There may be a small, tiny fraction of the people doing this. So we should try to, you know, help them come out of it. If they refuse to come out of it, okay, leave them to their devices. It's up to them.
Deputy Amir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Hafiz Jibril Saeed, in that interview with Ibrahim Kwatin.